Today on More to Life, Confidence Boost. Feeling unsure of yourself, doubting your decisions, questioning your capabilities? We'll help you reclaim your confidence. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Confidence Boost. Feeling a little unsure of yourself? Doubting your decisions? Questioning your capabilities? Or do you care about someone who is struggling with confidence and just beating themselves up or feeling like they're not up to the task and you're just not sure how to support them? We want to help you reclaim your confidence and support the people you love in developing theirs. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825.
Oh, confidence is just something that most of us think you're either born with, you know, you just have that personality where you can just take on the world and do things well, or you don't. And that's what it really looks like from the outside. But we all need confidence to be able to live life, get to where we want to go, even to live our faith, especially if it's out loud in any way, shape, or form. So how do we get that confidence that we don't really feel was given to us when we were born?
And what's the difference between confidence, you know, and pride?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people get the idea that that trying to cultivate confidence means puffing ourselves up, you know, and trying to pretend we're something that we're not. In fact, it was interesting. I was looking at an article as we were preparing for the show today about, you know, Gen Z, you know, having an expression, they want to cultivate main character energy.
Right? It's such a movement right now. If you turn anything on Instagram, you know,
TikTok, yeah,
anything, you're going to come across this phrase at least once.
Yeah, main character energy is just basically the idea that I want to be the main character in the story of my life. I don't want to be a non-playing character, an NPC. And so, you know, a lot of reels, you know, talk about this idea of developing main character energy. But the problem is, and this article was talking about this, that they don't give a lot of practical tips for actually cultivating this kind of confidence. And basically it comes down to, well, you just have to fake it till you make it.
Yeah, that's what it always says.
And the problem with that approach, again, in the article I was reading, is that idea of faking confidence till you make it tends to lead to the opposite problem, imposter syndrome. Because I know I'm faking it, and I'm afraid that everybody else thinks it too.
Well, and when we fake something hard enough, you know, when it's really not who we are, or at least it's not who we are yet, we often have our energy drained by it. We've got those kind of messages running in our head that, you know, oh, you're just putting on a costume. It's just not who you really are. Satan loves to get in there and tear us down and make us question ourselves. So just doing that is not enough to get us to where we want to go. There are parts of it that can actually be helpful. You know, things that are in line with what God has taught us. Things like stepping out in faith, following Him one step at a time as He gives the light to our path. But just doing it on our own, it can drain us, and it can also lead us in the wrong direction.
So call up and share. 877 573-7825. Are you struggling to feel confident in some area of your life? What's an area of your life where fear or self-doubt is keeping you from moving forward, even when you feel God nudging you? When you're faced with a big decision, do you find yourself stuck in overthinking or second-guessing? How do you know when you're really listening to the Holy Spirit? And can you feel confident that you know what God's asking you to do? What would it take for you to move forward with confidence in this next challenge you're facing? Or is there somebody in your life that you care about who's really struggling with their confidence, and you're not sure how to support them? And maybe your attempts to do that kind of backfired in some way. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk it all out. We want to help you create greater confidence in your life and help the people you love experience more confidence too. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you might be wondering, well, you know, how can some theology help me manage confidence? Well, you come to the right place. So here's the thing. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. He basically said, if we looked at everything God's given us, you know, creation, scripture, salvation history, all the rest, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, happy, holy relationships? His answer to that question became the theology of the body.
And if anybody can show us, you know, an earthly person show us how to do this, it is St. John Paul II, a man who was so humble but walked in such confidence in what God called him to do and constantly told us to be not afraid. So his theology of the body reminds us that real confidence is not about puffing ourselves up or pretending that nothing can stop us because we're strong enough or smart enough all on our own. Instead, it's about recognizing that strength comes from being in communion with God, who is always present and active in our lives.
Well, exactly. You know, St. John Paul often emphasized that we can only discover our true dignity and purpose and confidence through a deep relationship with God. You know, he wrote a document called Redemptor Hominis, Redeemer of Man, where he said that Christ, quote, fully reveals man to himself, end quote. What that means is that we don't discover our confidence by looking inward at our own resources. We discover it by looking outward and upward to Christ who lives in us.
That's such a shift from the world's definition of confidence, which can be prideful. But when Paul says in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's pointing us toward a humble kind of confidence, trusting that God will act in and through us, especially in our weakness.
Yeah, and the theology of the body highlights that cultivating the ability to be receptive to the Holy Spirit in each moment is the foundation of true Christian confidence. You know, confidence isn't the absence of fear or doubt. It's the willingness to stop, to listen, to receive God's direction in the moment. It's being able to pray, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I trust that you will teach me.
And then, with that grace, we can move forward step by step. Confidence isn't about self-promotion. It's about trusting that when I apply myself prayerfully to the task or the challenge before me, God will supply what's lacking.
Which means that confidence isn't pride. It's not certainty. It's not really even a feeling. It's receptivity, the courage to let Christ show up in me in this very moment and to walk with him into whatever comes next. All right, sounds great in theory, but how do we actually live that out in our life, in our circumstances, in the challenges we face? How do we help the people we love cultivate that confidence that enables them to know that Christ is with them and they can do all things through him who gives them strength? 877-573-7825 is the number to call to join the conversation about cultivating authentic Christian confidence. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, We come to you today and we bring you all those situations where we are struggling to feel confident about the decisions we have to make, the actions that we have to take, the responsibilities that we have to take up, the roles that we have to play. Lord, we often run headlong into the fact that we don't know what we're doing and we don't know how you want us to respond to challenges. Help us to cultivate that receptivity your servant St. John Paul told us about that was the source of true confidence, the ability to hear your voice in the moment, to move with your will in the moment, to know that even when we don't know what we're doing, that you are working in us and with us and through us, and that we can boast of our weakness as an opportunity for you to show your power and glory. Help us to respond to all the challenges that we face in your grace, so that we can cultivate the confidence in you to be present to us in our challenges. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, confidence boost. Feeling a little unsure of yourself, doubting your decisions, questioning your capabilities, worried about someone you care about who is struggling with their confidence? However that lack of confidence is affecting you or the people you care about, let us help you reclaim that confidence. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Father Dwight, who's listening to EWTN Radio.
Father Dwight, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. One of the hats I wear as a priest is I'm executive pastor of a grade school. Every time there's a school shooting in the news, school parents bombard our school with concerns, worries, and emotions. They always seem to assume that the school has no safety plan, but in reality, there have always been all kinds of safety measures for years and years, and every time another shooting happens, we keep doing more and more safety protocols and procedures and reviewing what we've done. With this recent Minneapolis shooting, my own personal relationship with God seems to have started to suffer. I'm not starting to want to avoid people. I was doing pretty well this year until this, and I've been avoiding prayer. I've started to retreat into self-indulging behaviors, wanting to get away from people because of the out of that sense of our inability to guarantee something which no one can guarantee. Despite 5 years, good years at our school, my confidence level is now very low. Due to my own concerns about our safety, coupled with the attitude that I receive from parents and board members who imply and even declare that if we don't adopt every preventative measure they want, then we obviously don't care about the safety of their children. But the reality is that often their ideas, if implemented, would actually create more danger for the children. So many of the ideas are not discerned well because there's a reactionary thing going on.
So let me ask you, though, Father. What's more important for us to respond to? You know, how to talk to your parishioners about this, or how to kind of help you get back on the horse when it comes to kind of your relationship with God and your own sort of feelings about all of this?
Yeah, I think I need the second thing. How do I regain that confidence for the effective leadership that I need to have?
Talk to me about what's undermining that. Like, so what goes through your head whenever you start hearing these comments from parents and parishioners, or even when you reflect on the horrible tragedy in Minneapolis, Annunciation Parish? What do you hear?
Several things. First thing is if I don't go along with what they're thinking, then maybe it will happen. I'm concerned that that somebody is going to come in and do it. That's like the first thing that happens. Then I'm also concerned about doing things that are going to make it worse when we're trying to make it better. It's a sense of inadequacy. I feel like I'm inadequate to, like, I don't have a degree in public safety. I'm not trained as a police officer. I'm not. So that feeling of inadequacy is the strongest.
Who do you have to kind of support and advise you who would be experts in those areas? I mean, for example, do you have police officers in your parish, or does the diocese provide some kind of support in this way?
Yeah, we have various people, and we're doing everything that we can, and we go to them for advice and all of this, but And so, I mean, I think we're doing everything we can, but the problem is there's conflicting ideas too, and everybody has their own opinion, and some of them are board members, and I feel paralyzed by the whole thing, even though, yeah, I don't know how to say it, but.
No, I understand. So you're getting a lot of advice from a lot of different people. The stakes are really high, and you're not sure kind of how to keep it all together and be strong in the face of all of this. And look, yeah. You know, I mean, and that's perfectly reasonable in a lot of ways, because these are terrible things, and it's a terrible thing to be in a position of responsibility when these things are happening and could happen.
And there's not a parent, a school administrator, a priest who is not feeling this to some degree or another after this latest incident, because it was so random. I mean, even if the school had been under complete lockdown, this was something that happened from outside the school into the school, and it shook all of us. So it's no wonder that the board members, the parents, their emotional temperature is up, and yours is as well.
I want to encourage you, and we don't have time to get into why this is kind of causing you to stop turning to God in these times, but I really want to encourage you to keep up your spiritual practices, to keep doing your breviary, to keep
even
doing
if you
your
don't want
prayers,
to,
especially if you don't want to, because this really cuts to the heart of what we're talking about. When we try to push through things on our own, we don't have any confidence because we know we don't know what we're doing. We know we can't control the situation. There are too many variables. We can't possibly make up our own mind. Having confidence as a Christian doesn't mean that I know what I'm doing. It means that I trust that God is leading me through this. And the only way to do that is by really rooting ourselves in prayer, in the sacraments, in the presence of God, so that I can keep turning to God with my fears and with those concerns.
And you need to take your prayer life to the board meetings and really be saying to them, okay, we've got all these conflicting ideas. Let's take a moment now and pray about this. Or let's pray about this right now and then do this novena together and come back in 2 weeks and vote on this. So A, you're voting. B, you're all praying together so that you're not feeling like you're carrying the weight of all this just on your decisions alone.
I think it's okay too, to when you're in these meetings, to point out that a lot of the ideas, a lot of the things that are being expressed are more of an emotional reaction. And that's not to say you dismiss the ideas. It's to acknowledge that we are all in a very emotional place, understandably. These are serious things, but they deserve a serious response, a response that's rooted in a sober spirit, a calm spirit, a thoughtful and intentional spirit.
A prayerful spirit from all of you.
And so you're going to take all the suggestions, you're going to encourage everyone to be praying about this, talking about it, maybe even, having a special prayer service specifically about discerning these strategies for your school. And really modeling the need to turn to God in these times to be able to have the most receptive and responsible response to this challenge. Again, none of this is magical, right? But it's necessary to kind of ground ourselves in that prayerful relationship, because we don't know what we're doing and we can't prevent all the possibilities, but we know that God can lead us through these things. And then secondly, to create that space for acknowledging that everyone's emotions are understandably high, but that's the worst time and the worst way to make decisions. And so you're going to facilitate the process by which you lead everyone to prayer and to calming down so that you can work together effectively to develop the best safety response.
And acknowledging in that prayer with your people, Lord, we're all really scared. The darkness in this world just keeps getting darker. We want to protect our children. We want to protect our community. We don't know exactly how to do that, and we are all scared, and we are coming to you and begging for your mercy and your guidance. Being that honest will give everybody a chance to really turn to God with all of their fears, all of their concerns, and take that deep breath.
I mean, when it really comes down to it, Father, this is a discernment question, right? It's how do we do what God is asking us to do in the face of this? And the only way to answer a discernment question is by walking through the steps of good discernment, especially that St. Ignatius of Loyola laid out. And so, you know, as the pastor, you know, as a person in any kind of position of responsibility, we can fall into the place where we think it's all up to us. But really, as the pastor, it's just your job to facilitate the process by which prayerful decisions are made and people come to a better, more receptive place where they can hear the Holy Spirit and work together more confidently. I hope that these suggestions will get you started. If there is more that we can do to support you personally, though, through this challenge, I hope that you reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Feel free to call in any time here on the show as well. We're always very grateful. We're grateful for your ministry. We're grateful for all the priests who tune into More to Life and EWTN, and we're happy to support you in any way we can. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, more with your questions about confidence on our show titled Confidence Boost. If you're feeling unsure of yourself, doubting your decisions, questioning your capabilities, we want to help you regain your confidence. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Confidence Boost. As we talk about those times when we feel unsure of ourselves, when we tend to doubt our decisions, question our capabilities, or those times when someone we care about is struggling with their confidence, give us a call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one area where we all struggle to feel confident is in the area of Catholic parenting. It is so hard to raise kids in the first place. To raise godly kids in an increasingly godless world is extremely difficult, and we all worry. Are we doing it right? Are we doing what we need to do to help our kids catch the faith and really love the Lord and be good people?
How do we minister to them as well as raise them and everything we have to do and all the kinds of questions we have to answer all day long in this crazy world?
Well, that's I want to tell you about Catholic Home. That's spelled H-O-M, and it stands for Households on Mission. It's an app we created to support Catholic parents in overcoming different behavior challenges that their kids face, family challenges that they're experiencing, how to live their faith more confidently at home and create a really meaningful family spirituality and prayer life. Every day on Catholic Home, Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches are interacting with subscribers and answering their questions, and not just answering questions one off, but really providing ongoing coaching until those challenges are resolved. In addition to the coaching, you can get tons of creative resources like our monthly downloadable activities that make living the faith at home simple and fun, our exclusive podcasts, Momfidence for Catholic moms, Bedatitudes for dads, and Catholic Home for moms and dads together to really be more effective in their parenting role. We have parenting tip videos, monthly live stream events, and even a professionally animated cartoon series that'll teach your whole family what it means to work together to be a dynamic, loving domestic church. We'd love to support you on your parenting journey and help you be more confident in your role. You can get started with Catholic Home, again, that's Catholic HOM, with 2 months free if you choose the annual plan for just $149, or you can go month to month for $14.95. One subscription covers both parents and gives your whole family access to all the activities and coaching. So with Catholic Home, you don't have to ever feel overwhelmed or alone as a parent. We want to help you build the Catholic family life you're longing for and be the confident Catholic mom or dad that you'd like to be. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic Home community. Again, that's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. And we are taking your calls now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about cultivating confidence today on More to Life. Are you struggling to feel confident in some area of your life? Maybe you are experiencing situations where fear or self-doubt is keeping you from moving forward, even when you feel God nudging you. How do you know when you're having to make a big decision what to do or what God wants you to do? Well, for that matter, are you feeling like you're afraid to take advantage of new opportunities because you're just not up to it? However a lack of confidence is impacting your life and decisions, let us help you cultivate the confidence that comes from living in Christ. Back after this.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a doctor of the church, a Carmelite, and one of the most famous mystics of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of the Cross wanted to help all Christians to become saints. One of his most important teachings was to encourage us all to learn how to love. For there is no love, he said, put love, and you will find love. He died in 1591.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at avemariaradio.net. That's avemariaradio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. No matter how old our kids are, they'll always want our love. They'll always crave our approval, a word of encouragement, any sign that lets them know that we think they're showing some strength, doing something right, or at least trying to pursue something worthwhile. No matter how damaged a relationship, every adult child wants to know that their parents are proud of them for something. We need to remember this. It's critical that parents of adult kids look for the good intentions behind the things our adult kids are doing and try to express our pride in the efforts they're making to pursue those good things. That can be hard to do, especially if we disapprove of the way they're pursuing those intentions, but learning how to do this is the first step in being mentors to our adult children. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Confidence Boost. You know, it's hard to feel confident, and sometimes we end up doubting ourselves, questioning our capabilities, just feeling unsure of the fact that we are up to this particular task that we're facing, whether it's parenting, our job, even our spiritual walk. If you are struggling to feel confident and you'd like to learn some grace-filled ways to cultivate greater confidence in your life or support someone you care about who's struggling with their confidence, we are here for you. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Jeffrey, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Arizona.
Jeffrey, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Recently I started a new position after leaving a same and similar position with 24 years of experience, and I'm struggling. Confidence isn't there. So I feel like a little bit of imposter syndrome going on because I know that I'm more than capable. It's not rocket science. It's actually, on paper, a little bit easier than what I came from. But
okay,
my faith is shaken because I pray, like, daily. I have a devotional that I carry with me everywhere on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some of this is just, I suffer from complex post-traumatic stress. So okay. Some of this is just that anxiety. But lately, I've reached out to God. I've reached out to the Virgin.
Talk to me about how you're praying. Obviously, you have a very faithful heart. You're doing your best here. But talk to me a little bit about how you're praying about all this.
Search for wisdom. That's the best way I can describe it. For instance, I actually have my devotional right here, mm-hmm. and I'm bookmarked by actually Access to Wisdom. It just basically, what I'm looking for is just to be filled with, you know, the understanding that sometimes things are beyond your comprehension, especially right now. I mean, it seriously feels like I'm drinking out of a fire hose with everything I'm
sure.
doing, for lack
okay.
of a better, back of a letter term.
Sure.
But that's really what I'm looking for, is to go, you know, I pray and I say, please give me the confidence to walk in, that I can walk in without fear. I can walk in and be that
okay.
subject matter.
That gives me a better sense of the... Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So let me add one other question, and then I'll offer some thoughts. You mentioned, you know, struggling with PTSD, and that's obviously going to ratchet up your emotional temperature as well as the circumstances that you're in. What kind of support are you getting for that right now?
So I just recently moved to this new area in the last 60 days. I haven't established anything. I've got okay. records coming, so as soon as I can...
Mm-hmm.
The short answer is nothing at this time until I can.
But you're planning to.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. No, that's great because I mean, because you know, a lot of people. It's so fun to be in counseling, right?
And
speaking as a counselor, I know, but
it can be, but it's hard.
It's hard work, and so I'm glad to hear though that you've got plans to make that happen. All right. So let's talk a little bit about. How you can manage the stress of the new position, and I want to specifically focus in on how you're praying, and everything you, I mean, look, everything you're doing is great. I want you to keep it up, but I would like you to add something to your prayer life here. Two things, actually. The first thing I want you to do, instead of praying that God would change your feelings, I want you to pray that God would teach you how to respond to this particular challenge that you're facing today. Or this particular challenge in the moment. It's like, Lord, I really feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose. Help me respond to this one thing that's in front of me right now. Help me know how you want me to tackle this thing. Focus on the specific task. Bring that specific task to God and ask him to teach you how he wants you to respond to it.
And even if you're not sure which task to take on in that moment because so much is coming at you, ask him.
Pick one.
Ask him. Say, Lord... Just let me know right now Just give me the right feeling of the next step I need to take, the next task I need to handle now, and give me a peace and a strength in doing it.
Well, and I don't want you to pray about your feelings, because you were saying, you know, God, you wanted God to give you that.
Yeah, you don't wait till you feel it.
Because the thing is, you know, feelings are just reactions to our environment. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we can't always control that. And sometimes if we're praying for a change in feelings, then we feel like God's not answering our prayer because the feelings are still there, because the circumstance is stressful, or because the circumstance is upsetting, and it's perfectly normal to feel stressed or upset in stressful or upsetting situations.
Now, I want to clarify what I did mean by that, which is, Lord, you're saying, Lord, what's the task I need to take on right now? And give me the strength and the peace. Not before I do it, but as I learn how to do this successfully, as I experience doing this, bring your Holy Spirit in so I know you're with me.
So by focusing on the task, right, and saying, God, teach me how to respond to this thing, that's going to help you calm your brain down enough to cooperate with the grace that God is giving to break the task down into smaller pieces and respond to it effectively. The second thing I want you to do is every day, I want you to take stock. I'd love for you to write it down. Nobody ever wants to write it down, but I'd love for you to write it down. Of the things that you did well, or the things that you handled, even if you're feeling a little bit like, well, I'm not sure I did that well. But if you got it done, right, and I want you to write it down. And I want you to praise God for having given you the grace to do that thing, to accomplish that task, to finish that job, to overcome that challenge, even though you felt like you couldn't do it the whole time. You know, this goes back, and this is actually, I'm tipping our hat a little bit here, but this goes back to our scripture of the day, which we'll share in a minute here, where St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 talks about how he's going to boast of his weakness so that God's glory can be revealed in him. Well, he doesn't mean that he's going to just tell everybody what a fool he is. He's saying, look, I don't know what I'm doing, but God does, and I trust him to lead me through this. And so this the way I'm asking you to pray about this is to acknowledge that you feel like an idiot. You feel incompetent. You feel like an imposter. But that's okay. You know, God put you in this situation, and God doesn't set you up to fail.
Yeah, and he graced you with this new job, and you're talking, which I absolutely love, Jeffrey, with a confidence of saying, I know I can handle this, but this is what's going on. These are the feelings. This is the stress. And writing down, we actually call it in our practice a got done list. We all have the to-do list. And we're lucky if we're so rushed that we maybe check it off. You know, oh, I got this, you know, just put a check mark and go on to the next thing. When we take a moment, even on the other side of the piece of paper that your to-do list is on, and actually have the title got done there.
Or ta-done.
Instead of to-do. Write it down, and we say, all right, this is done. And we write next to it, thank you, God, for giving me the grace and the skills to do this. And then move on to the next thing that we feel like God's telling us we have to take on, or that the situation says we have to take on. Because then you are actually writing down and physically acknowledging, I got one thing done, which means I can have the strength to get the next thing done. And doing that actually takes down our emotional temperature and reminds us we are competent, God gave us skills and graces, and he's there working in us and through us in every moment that we ask him to be.
So just to recap, and then I want to give you a resource to follow up. Number one, keep up your other devotions, but add to it this new practice of asking God specifically, not so much to change your feelings. I mean, we all want to feel better, but even more important is to be competent, even if I don't feel like I am. So bring the particular task to God and say, okay, Lord, I feel awful. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel completely overwhelmed. Hold my hand. Walk me through this. Teach me how you want me to respond to this. Then, part two, take stock of what you did in that day and praise God for holding your hand through it and getting you through that task, even though you felt like you didn't have the peace that you wanted. And then I want you to also pick up a copy of our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Again, that's Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which really will give you a lot of tips spiritually, psychologically, relationally, otherwise, to help you really reclaim your peace and overcome the anxiety that you're feeling. And also, just a little encouragement there. I know you said you're already planning to do this, but once you get settled and get your records, go ahead and get back into the counseling relationship so that somebody can support you professionally with your ongoing recovery from post-traumatic stress. Jeffrey, I do think that these suggestions will get you running, and if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or through CatholicCounselors.com. I want to thank you for calling in today. Thank you for being humble enough to acknowledge the struggle here. And I really believe that even if you're feeling anxious or incompetent or overwhelmed, that by asking God to hold your hand through it, and even if the feelings aren't changing, recognizing that He's walking you step by step through it, and then giving Him the credit for holding your hand through those challenges. With that, we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10.
And as you mentioned it just a moment ago to Jeffrey, it bears repeating for all of us. God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast of my weaknesses, for when I am weak, then I am strong."
And again, St. Paul is reminding us here that it's not up to us to be able to do whatever we have to do. It's up to us to trust that God, if He put us in this situation, is going to give us the grace to get through the situation.
And I really want to sort of give everybody a perspective shift. We were, almost all of us, raised by our teachers and by our parents in the world that we were not good, acceptable, right, unless we accomplished things. So in school, we'd have gold stars and award certificates and all the competition. In sports, same thing. I mean, how many times have we had one of our teams lose a Super Bowl? And nobody says, "Look, they made it all the way to the Super Bowl." They just say, "Look, they lost the Super Bowl," and again complain about all the players. And often our parents, very unmeaning to, encourage that same mindset. We clap when the baby takes their first step. We reward them or praise them every time they've hit a new milestone in their development. And we think that's what God wants from us. We need to be skilled. We need to be strong. We need to prove ourselves to God for His love. And that is a lie. God doesn't want us to prove ourselves to be able to be in relationship with Him. He wants us to be in relationship with Him. That is His primary goal. That is why He suffered and died and rose again for us, so that we could be in daily relationship with Him. And in this verse, we are reminded that that is what He wants. And when we take ourselves, our fears, our weaknesses, and we talk to God about it and say, "Lord, I can't. I'm trusting that You can. Help me every step of the way here, and let me know You're here for me." That's when everything begins to change.
877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Confidence Boost. As we talk about those times when we feel unsure of ourselves, we doubt our decisions, question our capabilities, how can we reclaim the confidence that God wants us to live in? 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Underwritten in part by this not-for-profit.
Hi, this is Mike Ditka.
Hey, this is Brian May.
Hi, I'm Chris Farley. You're listening to The Kevin Matthews Show.
I thought he was insane. A lot of people thought he was insane.
Nobody could touch us. We had 10 million people listening to us a week.
But that was my past. If you would have told me I'd be carrying around a broken statue of the Virgin Mary, talking about God, I'd say, are you high?
Broken Mary, the Kevin Matthews story. In theaters one day only on Tuesday, October 7th. Tickets at BrokenMaryFilm.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is titled Confidence Boost. As we talk about those times when we're feeling unsure about ourselves, doubting our decisions, questioning our capabilities, or caring about somebody who is struggling with their confidence and not being sure how to support them. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Stephanie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Stephanie, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio, what's up?
Hi. Hey, I was calling because my 22-year-old son is gay. He came out to me at the end of his 8th grade year. His father and I are divorced, and his father is very much part of the woke community, very, very supportive of my son and the lifestyle. Through the years, I tried very hard to choose the right moments to gently teach him about God's plan for us. And I talked to so many priests at his high school, and a courage and encourage priest, parish priest. Nobody had any great advice for me. In fact, it made me more confused because some of their advice was so conflicting. And my other two kids, I have two other kids that are like 9 and 10 years older than him. They're very supportive of him. And, you know, I found out through them that my son is also doing drag, and it's just it's and then
so what's your relationship with your son like at this point?
Right now it's pretty good, in that I talked to him when I found out he had a boyfriend and was doing the drag. You know, I finally told him that I'm here for him. You know, he knows that I don't support the lifestyle. He knows my beliefs. But, you know, I did finally have one priest who told me, yep.
You finish your thought, I'm sorry. The priest told you what?
I did have one priest, the most recent priest, told me that, Stephanie, at this point, you just need to love him. And I said, well, what does that mean as far as bring the boyfriend to the house? Yeah, and he said that, he said, if your daughter was engaging in premarital sex with a boyfriend, or a fiance, would you allow him into your house? Would you want to meet him? And I said, well, of course. And he said, well, then you can do the same here. It's okay for you to meet the person that, you know, he's in relationship.
No, that's absolutely correct. So I want to talk about, I mean, you have a beautiful heart, and this is such a difficult issue to navigate. And there is a lot of conflicting advice. We talk about this actually in our book, having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters. I want to talk about the distinction that we want to make between approval and accompaniment. I mean, God is walking with your son to the degree that your son will allow God to walk with him. God is right there. Even when your son is doing a drag show, God is right there loving him. Not approving of what he's doing, but right there presenting opportunities to repent, supporting the good things he's trying to do. And we want to walk with God, who wants to walk with all of us, even when we are walking away, trying to walk away from him. Now, what does that mean concretely? That's where we get into the distinction between approval and accompaniment. So accompaniment, well, approval is when I say, everything you're doing is wonderful. I love you just for who you are, and you just keep doing it. Okay? And obviously, you can't do that. But why? Well, that's where the accompaniment piece comes in. So when that priest said you need to love him, this is what that means. We acknowledge the good intention that the person is trying to pursue, but we raise concerns about the way they're trying to pursue it. So you can say to your son, you know, I know that you want love, you're searching for an identity, you're searching for a community. I want all those things for you. Those are good things to want. I have real concerns about the way you're pursuing those things, because I'm afraid, based on what I believe and what I know to be true, that you're not going to find what you're looking for going down that path. But I desire all of those good things and more for you. And I want you to know that I love you, and that I support your efforts to try to find a true identity, a true community, a true sense of yourself. Even though I have real concerns about the way you are pursuing them. And you also support the healthy things that you can support. So again, you know, the example that the pastor gave you, you know, if you had a daughter who was sleeping with her boyfriend, you know, you wouldn't cut her out of your life because you want to be able to be a positive influence in your daughter's life. So if she brought the boyfriend over, you would be welcoming. You wouldn't let them sleep together in your house, but you'd welcome him into your home. You'd build relationship with him. You know, to be a little lighthearted here, it's like Sun Tzu, you know, keep your daughter close and her boyfriend even closer, right? You know, it's
so you can have that influence over time.
And so, you know, you're being there for your son when he talks about his work, when he's talking about his life, when he's talking about, you know, just his joys, his struggles, all of that. But in the back of it, you're recognizing that, look, he's trying to pursue things that are objectively good, a sense of identity, a sense of self, a sense of community, to pursue the desire to be loved and to love. Those are all wonderful things that all human beings want. Your son is confused about what that means and how to pursue those things. And you are concerned not because it's against the rules. Sometimes that's as far as we get. It's like, I object to the lifestyle because it's against the rules. No, we object to the lifestyle because 4,000 years of prayerful reflection in Judeo-Christian thought says that this doesn't bear good fruit. It's not going to get you what you're looking for. And sometimes we have to find that out for ourselves. And you know, like St. Augustine talks about how the heart is restless until it comes to rest in God. We're all looking for love. We're looking for identity. We're looking for community. But we do it in some really ham-fisted ways that ultimately lead to greater hurt. And that's why we object to the lifestyle. Not because that person is bad or because they're breaking the rules, but because from 4,000 years of revelation, we know that certain things work better than other things to help us find a sense of identity, a sense of community, a sense of love. And so your concern comes from that. Not from hatred or rejection of him, not because you don't like him because he broke the rules, not any of that. It's because you want the best for him. And so you can accompany him while recognizing that the way he's pursuing those good things isn't healthy for him. And you can support him in the things that are healthy, the things that are appropriate, while continuing to express those concerns in that way. That's not rejecting, but inviting. And it lets him know that you recognize what he's trying to search for, and when he's ready to receive it, maybe God has some other healthier ways for him to pursue and find those things ultimately. We talk more about this in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And if you or Stephanie or any other listener would like to get support in being more confident in your relationships, in your life, in the decisions that you make, I really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.